Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I have Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney on the line with me, along with a very, very interesting woman, a PhD psychologist, received her doctorate degree at a university in Rotterdam, if I'm not mistaken, Evelyn, and you are very, very active. You have just put out a movie that Amazon Prime has picked up. It is on Amazon Prime right now. I have seen the trailer. It's a very interesting movie. In the sense that it stresses the point that persecution of Jews in the United States and really all around the world is going on at a record pace. Can you elaborate just a little bit on the movie, Evelyn?
Yes, and Al, thank you for having me on the show. I was born and raised in the Netherlands. My parents were Holocaust survivors. I'm Jewish. I was born after World War II and grew up virtually without any anti-Semitism in Holland, as you can imagine. But that all changed drastically in the year 2000. Suddenly, I heard rants in the street. Hamas, Hamas, Jews to the gas. Kill all the Jews. Cancer Jews. And as a child of Holocaust survivors, I could not look away from that. So I became active. And one of the things I did was making a documentary about this phenomenon, which turned out to be happening all over Western Europe. In 2006, my partner Rosa and I moved to the United States, and to escape this trend in Europe. And we were not the only ones leaving. Today, almost half of the Jews of Europe consider to leave or have already left because of the rising anti-Semitism. And now, 12 years after arriving in the U.S., 13 years after that, I see anti-Semitism rise in the United States as well. So that's really worrying to me. My parents taught me that the mistake their generation made in the 30s was not to take the developments of rising anti-Semitism and Hitler coming to power, of not taking the early signs of that serious enough, not taking Hitler serious enough at the beginning. And by the time they did, he was too strong to stop him. And that explains the title of the film. We see anti-Semitism rise now, and we should nip it in the bud. So that's why the title of the film is Never Again Is Now.
Karen, Evelyn, I just was... first of all, congratulations on the movie. And from what I've been reading, that you actually potentially is a documentary or Oscar contender. So big congratulations for that. And I was wondering, though, if we could... So I served in Berlin right around the time of the fall of the wall and integration. And I've served in Germany as an officer. And what I experienced back in the 90s and then up until the 2000s was one thing, but your point there in 2000 and that transition, when you see it changing, I was recently back in Munich just visiting, and I was shocked at the changes in the culture and the number of people. Can you describe what you think is the core issue, why this change, why the memory is lost of what happened in World War II and what's happening now in Europe?
Yes. We see anti-Semitism in Europe coming from three sides. It's coming mainly from the left and from the Muslim immigrant population. Not all Muslims are anti-Semitic or behave anti-Semitically, but many of the incidents come from that population. So at the left, I have witnessed in Europe a shift from being pro-Israel to being anti-Israel and to becoming hateful towards Israel. And in a way that it crosses the line often of becoming anti-Semitic, and also the criticism of Israel at the left has also used and is using often anti-Semitic tropes, classic anti-Semitic tropes. For instance, a cartoon in a Dutch newspaper won an award where the Israeli defense forces were pictured as Nazi soldiers, and the Palestinians were pictured as the victims of the concentration camp. That kind of hate has spilled over also towards Jews in general. My friends would keep me responsible for Israel's policies, and also, I'm talking about Europe now, and also I would be punished socially if I would say that I would go on vacation to Israel soon. Then there is the second big source of anti-Semitism in Europe, and also the most violent kind of it, is coming from Muslim immigrants who are typically triggered by any flare-up of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. So we see that in the numbers, we see it in the statistics. When there is a flare-up of that conflict in the Middle East, Jews in the streets of Paris, Amsterdam, Brussels, and Berlin get beaten up or even killed by people from the Muslim community in the Middle
East. Evelyn, we've got about
and that's
three,
also what I'm happens.
Sorry. Go ahead.
And that's also what happened in 2000. That was the year of the second Intifada, and that triggered a lot of violence of Muslims living in Europe against Jews living in Europe.
Evelyn, we've only got about 2 minutes left here. I want to branch into another subject that we can address more fully in the next segment, which will occur right after a brief commercial break. But that segment is, why, in your opinion, is anti-Semitism, and this is a subject that Jim and I and colleagues of ours have discussed ad nauseum, why is anti-Semitism, for God's sakes, getting as, I would have to say, prevalent in the United States as it is?
I think there are two big factors. Also in America, we see it coming from three sides. We see it coming from white supremacy. We see it coming from the hard left and now trickling into the mainstream left. And we see it also, to some extent, coming from the radical religious ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And each have a different cause. So the anti-Semitism from the left is mainly happening at college campuses, and we have 200 branches of Students for Justice in Palestine at American campuses that are basically the BDS movement and are very aggressive and punishing Jews for supporting even the existence of the State of Israel. So the dominance of the hard left dominating American campuses is a big factor.
Evelyn, we have to take a real quick commercial break. I'm sorry, I'm going to take a 30-second break, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be back with Evelyn Marcus. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Jimmy King. We're back here after the break, and we're having an important discussion with Evelyn Marcus right now on anti-Semitism, both globally and potentially here in the United States. And Evelyn, you were just before the break, we were discussing the reasons that we're having it here in the United States. You're talking about the three areas that it's coming from: progressives, the right, or the white supremacist movement. You were just going to continue on, I believe, onto the reasons groups.
Yeah. So at the white supremacist side, I think massive uncontrolled immigration, which is happening all over the West, brings with it populism. Populism brings with it, in at its fringe, white supremacy. White supremacists like the populist message. So I think we should realize that whenever we allow massive uncontrolled immigration, we have to prepare for more anti-Semitism coming from the fringe, coming from white supremacy reacting to that massive uncontrolled as the Muslims, yeah.
Oh, no, I was just, go continue, please. Discuss about the Muslim immigration. Certainly that had an impact in Western Europe, a huge impact in Western Europe, and the support for Palestinians. But what about here in the United States?
And here in the United States, we have seen, in the past 2 years, we have spotted more than 10, and that was only what was spotted, more than 10 mosques all over the throughout the United States, where imams have called for the annihilation of the Jews during prayer services. And that was triggered, again, by some things that happened in the Middle East. But that comes from a combination of being pro-Palestinian and certain factors in the Islamic religion, in the Islamic law, that don't allow Muslim believers to accept certain things. For instance, the existence of a Jewish state, whether the Palestinians are oppressed or not, is in itself on former Islamic lands, on land that was Islamic in the past, that is against Islamic law, and therefore a reason for certain preachers there from their that religion to call for a jihad, which it was a call for jihad against the Jews, to say all Jews have to be annihilated by all believers. This was said in the United States. So there is a combination of what's happening in the Middle East and what is written in Orthodox Islamic law that triggers about four times as much of anti-Semitism in Muslim populations around the globe than it does in other populations.
The one comment I want to make is I'd like to get your opinion on this, and that is America is theoretically, the United States is theoretically filled with people who have big hearts, for lack of better terms, and they firmly believe that based on Judeo-Christian origins that their feelings are correct. I have to disagree with some of their feelings. We have a very large contingent of people here in the United States who are, for example, blaming Israel, number one, for what they consider to be war crimes, and I don't agree with that, and I know Jim doesn't either. They have a tendency to be blaming Israel for quote-unquote war crimes against, and I'll use the general concept here, the general term, Palestinians. Evelyn, I have to tell you, I know probably as much about Israeli history as almost anybody you'll ever talk to, and I want to say that, in my opinion, I think the only thing that Israel is doing at this point is protecting their people to the best of their ability. And I believe that that's been fairly successful so far. It's been very successful so far. But I think to blame the Israelis for protecting a country that was not taken by them but given to them, I think is a gross, more than a misdemeanor. It's a terrible thing to do. What do you think about that?
I think In principle, in general, I agree with you. There are certain incidents and maybe even policies that get a lot of criticism from Israel in Israel, that their policies concerning the Palestinians. So I'm not saying that everything is perfect, and it's not up to me to judge that. I don't live there. But in general, I would say the policies of Israel and the Israeli government over the decades have been first and foremost directed towards safety, basic safety for the Israeli population, for the Jewish people in Israel, and also Arabic people in who aren't Israeli. So it's first and foremost its policies are directed towards safety. So if the Arab world and the Palestinians would acknowledge the rights of a Jewish state, a safe space for Jews in Israel, a Jewish state there, if they would acknowledge that right and would acknowledge that it means safety, then I think Israel's policies could be changing towards the Palestinians. If that trust of wanting to live peacefully together would be there, that would make things for Palestinians a lot better. I'm not saying that the detrimental situation of Palestinians is solely caused by Israel or Israel's policies. A lot of it has to do with internal issues in that community and also the way Arab countries treat them. But it would be things would get a lot better if Palestinians would also help to build trust in Israel of a peaceful coexistence as a possibility.
Jimmy, you want to take us home? We've got about 20 seconds.
Very much appreciate Evelyn Marcus on the show today discussing very interesting issues, and of course recognize her her film Never Again Is Now, potentially an Oscar contender, trying to remind people that we have to remember these issues and have a war and understand the potential impact. And we very much appreciate your time on the show, and hopefully that you get a lot of attention on this and people start to wake up to the issues we have around the world.
Ms. Marcus, I have all time in the world for you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you both, Alan and Jim, for this interview. Thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch says she was shocked when she was mentioned by President Trump in his July phone call with Ukraine's president.
President Trump said that I was bad news to another world leader, and that I would be going through some things.
She described a smear campaign against her by President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and others, including the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., before her firing. As she was testifying, the president tweeted, "Everywhere Yovanovitch served had turned bad."
I can't speak to what the president is trying to do, but I think the effect is to be intimidating.
The president says he was just speaking his mind.
I want freedom of speech. That's a political process.
On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow was up 223 points, the S&P 500 up 24, and the NASDAQ up 62. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics, you know, I have to say that that's the first discussion that we had with Evelyn, but I have to tell you, I can't let that one go. I think that's a bit of a blight on the United States. I think that that is simply wrong, and when it occurs as it's occurring right now, I think we have to bring it up, and I think we have to discuss it. You know, here's a funny story. Jimmy and I were at book club yesterday. We happen to be reading a book about China right now. And I want to interject one thing here that I think is kind of interesting. And so I'm going to do that because Jimmy is going to be doing most of the talking for the next two segments. But I have a friend who's pretty far up the food chain in the border guard industry, for lack of better terms. He said the intel that they are getting at his level about China is rather amazing right now. He said if the average person had any idea how big a threat China actually was right now, they would forget about the illegals coming in from south of the border, and they would be very, very concerned about the influence that the Chinese are exerting in the United States right now. Anyway, that great discussion ended with the following discussion. We were talking about what is going on with Donald Trump. We were talking about who's against him. There's got to be one person, and Lieutenant Colonel retired McKinney said, you know what, here's the deal, and he explained it. It really boils down to some very, very strategic, some very, very basic issues regarding the United States. Everybody who seems to be against Trump is what I would call definitely a globalist. And we're going to talk about that. Jim is going to name names. I'm going to name any name that he may forget, which I would guess would be zero. But the situation, if we can explain it correctly and simplistically for you, Mr. Irish, I think you're going to understand why the situation has morphed into what it has actually morphed into. It is really and truly the difference between profit that globalists can make versus profits that would be perhaps a bit smaller, although better for our country, that the nationalists could make. Jimmy, you're on, bud. Take it any place you want.
It was a good discussion yesterday afternoon with a lot of input from our group. And I just boil it down to three fundamental issues: greed, power, and ideology. I think that greed inspires people to grab power, and then they manipulate with ideology. And I believe that what's happening right now in Washington is this tremendous pushback against Donald Trump because he's an outsider to that system. I think that system has evolved to the point where the D.C. elites live based on the most influential lobbyists, that the lobbyists come from the biggest corporations, biggest capitalized companies in the world, and their advantage comes by participating in overseas markets, and their need to expand markets is critical to their success, especially in this tech-driven age. When you talk about Amazon, you talk about Google, you talk about Microsoft, the most influential businesses have huge interests, and oh, by the way, they all have tremendous investment in media. And that, unfortunately, is helping them shape the discussions right now out there in every case against someone who actually is a nationalist and believes in America and is not an insider in Washington. And we're continually seeing these people that believe they have a better view of the world from the ideology point, stepping up and trying to undermine the elected president. I think people didn't vote for Donald Trump because he was an institutional guy that wanted to continue down this road towards globalism and actually neutralizing America's strength. He campaigned very clearly on making this nation strong again. And I think that's very much in the face of the people that have a tremendous amount of power, that have a tremendous amount of influence, and the goal for that is to make as much money as they possibly can. And they're paying off anybody they can to make that happen.
Jim, let me interrupt you just for a second. I don't want to lose my train of thought here. But
sure.
I think something I thought of, a friend, when you were talking about that was, you know, in terms of selling out the country from a let's respect America standpoint, I would have to say, looking at the history of the past, I got to go back to probably about 2013, 2014, and I'm starting to understand perhaps now why you retired from the military. I would have to say that Barack Obama did not present us as being perhaps a very strong nation that actually had the ability to save an entire race of people as America saved the Jewish race during the Second World War. I think both Obama and the Clintons, that wasn't part of their game plan. Their game plan was simply the ideological progressive game plan. Let's turn America into what Rome used to be, because that way everybody can do whatever the hell they want to do.
Well, they can do what they want to do if the powers that be agree to it. Keep your mouth shut. Don't question what's happening out there. Let's use the Justice Department, the IRS, and the EPA to enforce our ideology. Let's undermine defense of the United States and undermine foreign policy, because we believe, and this is what I truly believe the Obama administration presented was, or their position was, hey, the United States is not any better than anyone else in the world. Therefore, we need to bring it down a level or let everybody else catch up. And I think that's incredibly costly for the long-term national security of this nation. And I think people are fed up with it. I don't think Donald Trump is the reason why we're having problems that we have in this crash, you know, clash of ideologies and this argument against socialism and back to our core values as America. I think that he is the result of the frustration of the people that actually still believe this nation has to lead the world in a positive way, or we get overcome by others that don't have the same best interests, that don't have the same values and policies. And I think he went to great lengths to undermine U.S. security interests, actually, inadvertently or advertently, on purpose. I'm not sure which, but it is incredibly frustrating to see what he did in so many areas that actually reduced U.S. influence and power and gave power to other autocratic leaders out there and religious zealots.
Well, I would have to say religious zealots, of course. I mean, right now, as an example, as Evelyn brought out in the first couple of segments, you really right now are going to get absolutely lambasted by the Progressive Party if you say anything whatsoever derogatory toward Muslims. Political correctness has gotten to the point where it is ludicrous and absolutely detrimental to what I think is the greatest society in the world. Jim, I want to take a real quick break here in just a couple of seconds. Obviously, I don't want to, but we have to, as you know, for our sponsors, the stations need to air their commercials. But I want to say we're going to be right back. We're going to be continuing on this particular train of thought, and we're going to also introduce some of the questions that you folks asked about this particular subject when I put it up on Thursday. Going to be right back. Stick around.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, welcome back. Continue going on with my discussion with Jim McKinney, which I think is fascinating, about connecting the dots as to who really the bad guys are in the United States. We are going to do a weekend special, by the way. I'm going to post segment one here within about half an hour after Jim and I get done recording the second segment. Please make all the comments that you can, and we will meld those comments into the weekend special. Jim and I feel very strongly that, yeah, we may be the co-hosts of the show, but you guys are the meat and potatoes, and you guys have some very good opinions. We will air those as a weekend special. Jim, you said you wanted to connect the dots with all the people who are adamantly against you and I and our philosophies. Go for it.
Yeah, I think that are adamantly against President Trump, but I wanted to... You know, yesterday in our conversation, we talked, I think you brought up a very good question, Al, and that question was, you know, who's doing this and why, you know, where's the head shed, you know, where's the headquarters, why is this happening? And I think it's interesting to consider the fact that, you know, we do have this level of elitism that supports this globalist ideology. You know, Thomas Friedman, you know, really a strong supporter. Some of these intellectual writers for the New York Times, the Washington Post, that have kind of built us into this belief that the world would be better off if everybody was out there together. And I think the big corporations that actually benefit very strongly from that, and, you know, from better, they benefit because of lower wages in foreign countries. They benefit because less regulation. They benefit because they can ship and they have global supply chains with, lower costs, and they can buy their way into some of these countries, in particular manufacturing in China. But none of these countries have done well because they were efficient or well managed. They're doing well because they're easily manipulated and paid off, and we're subsidizing that. And I think what has happened, what is actually very disturbing, is they bought their way into power. And one of the ways they bought their way into power was paying off people inside the Beltway, paying off our politicians in order to approve legislation that allowed them to operate this way. And who were the biggest beneficiaries from that type of payoff? The Clinton family, and both Hillary and Bill, and then many people that are connected to them. And of course, that goes directly to why this group of people actually, you know, and I'm not going to say that, and I don't believe that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are the top of this. They just have taken advantage of it. And they were the politicians that would take money in order to achieve their goals or the goals for those that would pay into it. There are many people, left and right, you know, Republicans do it as well. And unfortunately, that's what people are fed up with. That corruption, that using that power for greed and to ensure they sustain their power. And then now we've got this backlash with this socialist ideology that keeps pushing a new idea, because they're fed up with the corruption as well. The Bernies and the AOCs, they see it one way. They just think that the way to manage is more government. No way. That's a huge mistake. But let's look at the influence of people and where we get this these ideas. It's all in a media that's controlled by just a handful of corporations. And those corporations, if you look at it, they're very connected. The individuals that run those are very connected to really the most, I would say, some of the most despicable people on the planet. And I'll go ahead and give the names if you want me to go ahead and start talking through that. What do you think?
Do it.
Yeah, so here we have this.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is just opinion from myself very definitely and Jim McKinney very definitely. Opinion. Can't get prosecuted on opinion.
No. But I'm talking about real information. We've had just this last couple of weeks this issue with the ABC news reporter complaining on tape through the Project Veritas video, complaining about ABC blocking a story on Jeffrey Epstein for 3 years, that she had all the connections and all the data, and including with Bill Clinton. And she said it publicly, or she said it on tape. The tape was released, and now it's out there for everyone to discuss. Well, who's one of the key individuals and leads in ABC? It's George Stephanopoulos. What was George Stephanopoulos? He was a young guy that ran the war room for Bill Clinton's first election and very connected to the Clintons for a long time. Now, what was he covering up? He was covering up a Jeffrey Epstein issue, which once again is connected back to Clinton. Now, I'm not saying George Stephanopoulos in particular, but ABC News, and he's one of the key members in the ABC News team, they're doing that. And then you've got NBC News, NBC, that has Noah Oppenheim, whose wife actually, according to reporting, has had a connection directly with Jeffrey Epstein, but Harvey Weinstein. And Noah Oppenheim was selling scripts to Miramax and to Harvey Weinstein. And he's the head of news for NBC. NBC, we know, have covered up and did not produce do stories. They've covered up the issues with Matt Lauer. They attempted to cover that up. And then Andy Lack, the chairman there, they're all connected. They all know each other. Jeff Zucker was CNN. He is on tape telling everybody to forget about any other news. The whole effort of CNN is going to be on impeachment. And Jeff Zucker absolutely despises Donald Trump. But Jeff Zucker's very connected to the Clintons and to this elite group inside Beltway Washington that believes that they've got a better idea how to run the country than the people out there that are voting for them. And I think you start looking at the connections, you think about the number of people that have power. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. Carlos Slim, one of the premier owners of the New York Times. These are globalists that require expansion, that require this global connectivity, that want to have new markets, and they don't want the regulation in the U.S., and they don't appreciate this president. And guess what? There's just a handful of them out there right now that are making determinations on editorial boards with the most influential media organizations in the country, and they're dictating and controlling the future. And let's just talk about Jeff Zucker. I'm sorry, not Jeff Zucker, but Google and YouTube shaping information, cutting Facebook just the other day, scrubbed anybody that posted anything with this guy that was supposed to be the whistleblower's name. They are weighing in on it. Big tech corporate companies are weighing in to shape people's mentality. And they're all connected. And they go right back to these people that have an incredibly dark and shady history. And to me, it's just, it's corruption protecting corruption. It's just disturbing.
I think it is very disturbing. It's disturbing because I love our country. One of the reasons I loved our country is I really believe in individual rights, but I also believe in a high level of morality, because look what's happened historically to countries who haven't had that high level of morality. The empires have disappeared because of that. I don't want to see that happen to the United States, but I got to tell you, in my opinion, it still is a better than average possibility that it will happen within the United States.
Well, if we don't counter this corruption, if we don't call this out, and this is what Donald Trump's doing, and this is, in my view, this is why he's hated so much. And there's nothing he can do to change that as long as he's working to those objectives that he's publicly said. It's those objectives are counter to these globalists. It's counter to the power of elite inside Washington, and it really flies in the face of ideology, socialist ideology. I think it's disturbing, and we need to be very careful about it.
I think we've got to be very careful about it, but we have to discuss it as much as we possibly can, because I got to tell you, Jimmy, even if only 32 people hear what we're saying, 32 is better than zero. I think that this was a great summary of what's happening in the United States right now. And I thank you so much for bringing it to our attention, Jimmy.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.